Sometime in the early childhood, each of my children have found themselves with a broken toy, or something of significance to them. And each of them has said, "Daddy can fix it." More often than not, though, they are wrong. I can't fix it. It's usually some broken piece of plastic or specific part that I don't have the ability to fix. However, that doesn't stop them thinking that I can fix it. From broken dolls to mangled slinkies, they think I can make it as new. They're positive I can. Even after I haven't been able to fix things the first few times this happens, they still declare I can fix things which I simply can't. In fact, my youngest two would often keep persisting that I could fix it, even after I told them I couldn't. They weren't satisfied until they saw me at least make some attempt to fix it. My youngest still declares I can fix things, even though I'm sure that more often than not I haven't been able to fix your broken toys. I was thinking about these experiences when I realised that there was a connection here to our own relationship with God. Before we get to the scripture I want to use here, I should just say that the passage I want to discuss here is often used to illustrate faith. However, some people would argue that the passage doesn't talk about faith at all, but about humility. If you're one of those people, don't switch off just yet, because my view is that in fact this passage talks about humility in order to show us the relationship between humility and faith. So let's look at the scripture in question, which is found in the first part of Matthew 18. Start with verse 1. At that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child to him, and he placed the child among them. And he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." Now, the background to the passage is that the disciples have been arguing over who will be greater in the kingdom of heaven. So it makes sense that Jesus is teaching the importance of humility to his followers. However, I think he's also saying more than this. You see, he's also saying, as the Bible teachers all over the world have taught us, that our faith must be that of a child. Knowing about the humility lesson, though, helps us to understand how we can have faith like a child. You see, to my children, when they were young, when they found something broken, their first inclination was to get their father to fix it. And not only that, they also believed that I could fix it. Why? Because they couldn't. And who does the things for them that they can't do? Their parents. From our kids' point of view, mum and dad look after us. They do the things that we kids can't do. In our family, they assign the role of fixing things to their dad, which is a weird phenomenon in itself, considering my low success rate with fixing things. In other families, it might be their mother, grandfather, or their older sibling they see as being able to fix things. What then is our inclination as adults when things go wrong? When we need someone to do something we can't, who do we go to? Are we starting to get the picture? You see, I think Jesus is saying to us that we need to accept that there are things we can't do, and we need God to do them for us. Humility, as Jesus teaches it, is not about believing that we are inadequate. It's not about believing that someone else is better than us. It's about accepting that there are things we don't know and things we can't do. And that's okay. It's about being willing to receive, willing to learn, and willing to let someone else help us, namely God, but also, by extension, the people and beings he created. One of the concerns sometimes raised when this verse is used to teach faith is that it might be misinterpreted as promoting blind, unquestioning faith. This is a valid concern, and we need to recognise that blind faith is not what Jesus is promoting at all. In fact, in using young children as an example, Jesus shows that it's okay to ask questions. Eventually, though, all of my children, even the youngest, lost the strongly held belief that I can fix all things. And that's okay, it's part of their growth and it's part of their maturing, to learn that neither me nor any other person can fix all their problems. The challenge to us, though, is to help young people maintain their belief in God, to help them understand that while we as humans are fallible, their God is not. Where and when we can't help them, God still can. This again calls for humility on our part, being prepared to admit that it's not ultimately us that our children need, but God. In being humble enough to recognise this, we practice our own faith in God. Faith through which we know that he can lead our young people to Christ, and that his Holy Spirit will walk beside them on their journey.
This podcast was brought to you by faithwithwisdom.com. Our presenter today was Daniel J. Price. For more Bible studies, podcasts, and downloadable ebooks, visit faithwithwisdom.com.